coming into Dryden, there's an awful lot of bikers out. This guy's bent right over with beautiful, big, juicy calves. Salt and pepper hair. Anyone, you know, go over to the other Osho and listen. I'm saying that now because, personally, I haven't listened to any other podcast. There's only three podcasts I listen to right now, and that's Omar, Big Fatty, and QCast Connecticut. And you can just Google that, because I don't have the links on me right now. The other O, I think, is theotherO.com. Doing 60 in a 50 zone, that's a huge ticket. Little towns at 8 trucks.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Go over to the other O show and listen.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 205 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 18th of November, 2008. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is going to update you on how the new socks are, and I've got the first submission for the big Thanksgiving contest. Oh, Lord, y'all, I am looking at the gas prices right now, and they're at anywhere between $1.88 and $2.09 here in the Charleston. Big Fatty paid $1.99 over the weekend, and I said, you know, Big Fatty, go ahead and fill her up. And so I did, and it was $32, I think. So that's much better than $55. So Big Fatty's enjoying that. Now, y'all, I had to go ahead and fill it up because the funeral plans have been made, and thank you to those of you who have sent condolences. My aunt was a crazy woman. She could play the piano, sing, and dance all at the same time. Now, I want you to just picture that. Now, she would stand up. She wouldn't be sitting down, obviously, if she's dancing. But she was crazy, and we loved her, and she lived a long life, and she put a smile on everybody's face. But the funeral's going to be on Sunday, and then Big Fatty's going to have to drive back on Monday. And the reason I'm mentioning that is that there's a very good chance, and I hope you'll cut me a break on this one, but there's a very good chance you won't have a show on the 24th. And I know, I hear people unsubscribing right now. I hear you unsubscribing, okay? I understand, okay? I hear it. But just be prepared if you don't see a BFO on Monday. And I know who's going to be the first one to unsubscribe. It'll be Brian from Boston. I know. I will have an e-letter in my box, and by that I mean the e-letter box. I will have an e-letter in my box first thing in the morning from Brian from Boston, sent from his iPhone, and it will say, no show Monday, unsubscribing. Okay. And then he'll say that he's just going to go over and listen to somebody else that lives out in California, whose name I'm not going to mention because, you know, there's been a challenge. There has been a challenge, y'all. That I can go, can Big Fatty go a week without mentioning that person's name? And so far, I've done 2 days. So, we'll see. Even though that person did write to me and say that, you know what, Big Fatty? I think I'm going to get me a P.O. box because if people are sending shit to you, I know they'll send shit to me because, you know, I am so much more important than you are, Big Fatty. Call me Miss Limousine, Madam Limousine. But again, I won't be mentioning that name. So, because there's a challenge. Did I mention there's a challenge? Y'all, let's go ahead and get this out of the way, shall we? It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Now, y'all, it is only, have I mentioned I'm going on a cruise? I am leaving on the Celebrity Solstice on, when did we decide that was going to be? March the 8th. and going with Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter. You remember all those details. Well, anyway, Big Fatty got an update from Miss Joan, who is the travel agent, says that the final payment will be charged to the credit card in December. So we're really glad to hear about that. And that's the nice thing about going on a cruise, y'all. You have to pay. It has to be paid in full about 100 days out. And so that, by the time the cruise finally rolls around, it's like a free vacation. Because, you know, you've forgotten by then of what it's like. So, anyway, that's the update I have on that. And Big Fatty's got to get going on finding a hotel, y'all. I got to find a hotel down in the Fort Lauderdales for the 6th and the 7th of March. If y'all got suggestions, call Big Fatty and let me know. Now, y'all, I have got to get this in because I'm going to be in the soup, so to speak. And I don't know what that means, but Big Fatty's in the soup. Maybe that'll be today's. Oh Lord, I've done hit the computer, even though I do not use them. Y'all, in the soup. Maybe that'll be the title of today's show. Y'all, speaking of that, do y'all try to guess what little clip Big Fatty will use at the end of the show based on what's at the beginning of the show? I was just wondering if that's a little quiz you like to take each day as you're listening to the show. So was today a surprise? So anyway, y'all, I've got to get this in or I am going to be in the soup.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Du hundert fünfteins, ich find dir leid, can't get enough.
Line, apple coupons and men.
online und subscribe now. Und dann der Joch geht es. Ich fette sie online. Herr like a great. Will you ever be mine?
Oh my God, y'all, that's the first time I've listened to that. I'm going to have to listen to that again because I thought Kim Beaver was singing in that Icelandic style language at first, and I wasn't really understanding, and then I started understanding the words, and I, big fatty, you're mine, unsubscribe now, what's under your kilt? And the Queen of Sling or something like that. Oh, I'm going to have to listen to y'all. In fact, I think everybody should press the rewind button and go back and listen to the Kim Beaver. You know, she's an exclusive here at the BFO. Yes, BFO. Kim, do they celebrate the Thanksgiving up there where you live? I don't know. I think that's probably an American holiday. But maybe you have a version. Maybe it's Gluttony Day or something like that, which glutton rhymes with mutton, which sounds a lot like the meat those sheep put out. So maybe you have a special Thanksgiving-style story you'd like to share with us. So anyway, y'all, I love Kim Beaver and her cousin Michael from Stuttgart. Y'all, I wore the socks today. I washed them last night because, you know, Big Fatty has to wash everything before he wears it. That's just the way it is. I'm set in my ways, okay? Call me old, call me fat, but I'm... And call me gassy, because I am right now. But I'm set in my ways. And I have to wash everything before I can wear it. Now, once I wear it, I don't ever have to wash it again, because, you know, never mind. But anyway, y'all, I wore the socks today, and it was like walking on two pillows of softness. Just Big Fatty was pillowing it around today. That's right. That's right. Now, y'all, on Tuesday today, when you hear this, I am going to the dentist for my six-month checkup, because, you know, Big Fatty goes every 6 months. And I don't have the wooden teeth yet, and I hope that I don't get the wooden teeth. And usually if I have a cavity and it needs to be filled, I can talk the dentist into putting it off, because I got to talk him into putting it off till the new insurance kicks in on January the 1st. And surely he'll do that for me, because, you know, he's going to get a lot of money anyway. It might as well be from the insurance company instead of Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I have received the first entry into the Thanksgiving story contest, and I have written this person's name down, and I have placed it in the bag. I know I was going to put it in a hat, but I've put it in the bag, the Ziploc bag that the socks came in, because I just figured that would be better. And y'all, it's not exactly what I was expecting, but it is a submission nonetheless. And our first Thanksgiving story is from none other than Brian N. Danbury.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Brian Danbury calling in to discuss one of my Thanksgivings in the past. 2002, my partner of 4 years and I went down to North Carolina to go visit my family for Turkey Day, and it didn't turn out too well. My family has never been very accepting of my being gay or all that stuff, because they're mine, it's just not right. So anyway, we went down and went to the dinner at my sister's house, who lives in Raleigh, and my father wouldn't come to dinner because my partner was there. So my partner has never met my father. We've been together for 10 years now, and it's been a kind of a strained thing, but in the end, it's working out. You know, he's got his family, and I have my little bit of family that I still that talk to, but sometimes that's the card you get, and that's what you get. That's what you get. Anyway, so not all the holidays are fun and happy. Some are sad, and some are just the way they are. So that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. I'm sure that it's, you're right. Not all holidays are fun and full of joy and everything, but I think you are handling it well and things are going well for you and your partner, and I'm sure you have many happy Thanksgivings with him. And it's too bad that that one wasn't included as one of them. But anyway, thank you for sharing that with us. And you're not the only person who has had some strained Thanksgivings, I'm sure. I know Archer, for one, talks about his Thanksgiving that way. But anyway, so Brian, you are entered in the contest to win 2 soy candles by Feed. You're right here in the big old colostomy bag there. No, it's not a colostomy. It's not a colostomy bag, but anyway. Y'all, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've just got to do this. Y'all, now, you know I mentioned that the Hats were visiting this weekend, and Big Fatty went down to the Holiday Inn to help them with their grips. That's what they call the suitcases, is the grips. And so I was waiting on the elevator, and I look across the lobby, and y'all, there is the skull. I could not believe it. And so she waved, and I waved back, and then, of course, she had to come over and say something. So Big Fatty goes, "Hello, Skull, lovely to see you." And of course the elevator came, and so I missed it while I was talking to her. And she was there because she was being a hooker for the weekend, I guess, or something like that. Well, y'all, she was not doing the hooking, you know. She was not being a hooker. That's like Big Fatty being a hooker. Anyway, her son had gotten married over the weekend, and some of the out-of-town guests were staying at the same hotel as the Hats. So, that's why she was over there. She was giving them the send-off or something. Y'all, it is going to be cold here in the Charleston tonight. It is going down to 38, well, that's Monday night. That would have been last night by the time you hear this. But tonight, Tuesday night, it's going to 26. Y'all, if ever it was camisole weather, it is now. Now, y'all, I was over at the BFO earlier today, and I saw that there was a new listener on the listener map over there. And, y'all, if you're not on the listener map, you can go over there to the BFO. And up there at the top of the page where it says top of the heap, you can just click on the listener. Oh dear Gussie. You can just click on the listener map, and it will take you over there. And all you got to do is stick your pen in there. But I want to welcome Terry, who is on the listener map now, the newest member of the listener map. And Terry lives in the San Franciscos. And evidently, Terry thinks that she's fat. And, you know, welcome to the BFO. So, anyway, y'all, I just want to thank you all for coming and listening to Big Fatty yap and natter and all. And, y'all, everybody tells me that the Nattercasts are the ones they love the most. And, y'all, please take some time to go back and listen to Kim Beaver's song once again. And then what I want you to do is
go over to the other O Show and listen.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.